are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. It's December 12th, 2022, a very, very special feast day, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And today we will be having Marty Rotella on discussing Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm sure he will be sharing some information and some stories from around the world about Our Lady of Guadalupe with you. But in the meantime, let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this prayer to you today. We pray through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe for all who may listen today. We ask you, Our Lady of Guadalupe, to draw in the listeners who need to hear this message today. We ask that you wrap your mantle around all those who are suffering, all of those who are right now scared about what tomorrow may bring. We pray right now through the power of the Holy Spirit and your intercession, Our Lady of Guadalupe, for all the special needs and for all of our listeners today in a very special way. We thank you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to share with you before I introduce Marty a funny story. On December 8th, my husband and I were at Mass for the beautiful feast day of the Immaculate Conception. And many of you know, I always say, oh, you know, I'm not sure anyone is listening. Surely Maureen Powers has heard this and Kathleen McCarthy. And both of us stayed a little bit after Mass, and we were exiting the church, in the back of the church, and an old friend of mine came up to me. I haven't seen her probably in a year or so, and we were talking and catching up, and she said, by the way, I listen to your radio program every week on the way home from work. And I laughed and said to my husband, every time I think, well, you know, no one really is listening, the Lord gives me a little signal from heaven that there are people listening. Maureen always says that, but he always gives me, ye of little faith, a direct sign. So to Jane today, who is traveling from work in Philadelphia, who is in a bad area, leaving work, we pray that this program, Our Lady of Guadalupe, will bring you home safely through the different areas that are unsafe for you. And we thank you that In His Sign Catholic Radio Network provides the security for you as you travel home from work in the evening through by yourself. And we thank and praise God for you. And we pray that every single radio broadcast on this Catholic network will bring you comfort, solace, and security, knowing that Our Lady loves you in a very special way. So, Jane, this one's for you, and I pray that you're in the car right now because you said that this radio network gives you comfort and security when driving through very difficult areas. So I'm sure that many who are listening really experience the same thing. So it's such a humbling experience, to borrow the words of Kathleen McCarthy, humbling experience to be able to minister to you today, and Kathleen tomorrow, and Father Doug McKay, and Ken Johnson, and Dr. Anton Raimondo, and all the people who share in this radio network. We thank you for supporting this network. And we praise God that it continues 50 plus consecutive years, never off the air. Broadcasters are all volunteers. So we thank you and praise you, Jesus, for this moment. So, my friends, let's talk about our guest today. Marty Rotella. He's been on many times, three-time Grammy nominee, the founder of Spirit Power, gives retreats all over the world, mostly in the United States, and he is an evangelist. He's a singer, songwriter. I can't even imagine the number of songs that he's written. I listened to one CD today that he produced last year, and I'm sure he has many more. He's always on fire for the Lord. He is always on fire for the Lord. And so Spirit Power is exactly what it says and how it sounds. It is on fire to set people on fire for the Lord. So we know Marty will be calling in from his home. And generally, he's in New Mexico or California or other parts of the United States. And we are thrilled that he's taking the time today out of his busy schedule to be with us to talk about Our Lady of Guadalupe, because there are so many facets to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I have a huge picture of her here in the room with me that was actually brought by a friend of mine from Mexico probably 15 years ago. It's framed. It's upstairs with me as we pray. And I'm very grateful to be introduced to Our Lady of Guadalupe on this, her special feast day. So I ask all of you who are listening today, if you have a very special prayer intention, to offer it up to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Many years ago, it has to be 10 years ago, a friend of mine in the car on the way home from a retreat house said to me, "You really should get to know Our Lady of Guadalupe." And I said, no, I'm fine. You know, I love the Blessed Mother. I'm fine. And she said, "No, she's after you. She's calling you." And I said, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm familiar with Our Lady's apparitions. I'm fine. The next day I went into work and someone had given me Our Lady of Guadalupe pen on my desk. I started to laugh, and she has been after me ever since. Signs and wonders, you know, little cards, holy cards left in a pew. It's just amazing. And so my friend was absolutely right in that she was coming after me. I was a person of little belief that I really needed to understand the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but she is the patroness of North and South America, not just South America and not just North America. And the story of the tilma and the image is amazing. Marty has so many stories to share with us today. So if you think, "Oh, I know everything there is to know about Our Lady of Guadalupe," I want you to tell your friends, tell your family to tune in. Marty not only knows all the stories, but he's been there many times, and he's actually written a Grammy. It was up for a Grammy nomination song on Tepeyac. So, Lord Jesus, we pray that Marty can connect through from his location to us safely, and that this will be a program that will touch many, many hearts and set all of us on fire for Our Lady of Guadalupe. And those who do not believe in the Blessed Mother or her love for her son, this is a program for you. Our Lady's calling you to listen, to have an open heart, to believe, to actually place your petitions in her tilma today, because this is a very powerful feast day, December 12th, and we're in the year 2022. So when Marty calls through, buckle your seatbelt, because whenever Marty Rotella is on the air, we have so many surprises, and probably will be introduced to his new CD. Every year around this time, he has a new and powerful CD to offer us. I wish I was in the studio today because I would play one of those CDs for you, at least one of the songs, but I could not be in the studio today. I'm in a remote location. So God is good. Our Lady's in control, and this network belongs to you, Jesus. My friends, I just want to give a quick note before Marty calls in. It's the end of the year.
Marty's on the line.
Okay, Marty, just hold on. If you would like a tax deduction, this is the network. if you really want a tax deduction, first give to your parish, of course, or your church, and we ask that you contribute to this nonprofit organization. It's a tax deduction. So, my friends, Marty Rattel is on the line. Marty, the founder of Spirit Power, evangelist, retreat director, singer-songwriter. Marty, thank you for accepting to be on the air today to talk about Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And my pleasure. How are you doing? How's everybody on the air? All right.
Everybody's anxious to hear from you. You know, tell our listeners a little bit about the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. A lot of people think they know the story, but just give a quick synopsis of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the Tilma.
Well, first of all, it's gigantic, so you could never even do it. But yes, synopsis, here we go. By the way, everybody thinks that when the Blessed Mother comes to us, that she just comes. She doesn't. God the Father, it starts with God the Father. He asked her, 1531, Mama, would you go down there to our people? And she says yes, see? And then she comes down to us. In 1531, the Aztec nation, they were sacrificing human beings to their false gods. The main two gods were the sun and the moon. In that, God was, you know, in heaven saying, Mom, would you go down there and give them, you know, hope and love and bring Jesus to them so they would stop this? And she said, of course. And when she came down to Juan Diego, Juan went to the bishop and said, you know, Our Lady's appearing. He said, well, give me a sign. He says, okay, went back to her, and she said, okay, go to the top of this hill, pick the flowers, bring them down to me, and you can bring that sign to the bishop. And he scratched his head, Juan Diego. He said, there's no flowers up there. It's December. It's freezing cold. But as he crested the top of the hill, there were these flowers from all over the world, different types of flowers, beautiful, all different colors. It was phenomenal. And right in front of him were Castilian roses, roses that come from Spain. And that's what the bishop wanted. That was in his heart. If he can show me Castilian roses, I'll believe him. Well, he goes back. He puts them in his tilma, his cloak. He brings them back, and he drops the flowers. He says, here's the sign. And, of course, that was pretty good. But then a lady appeared right in front of the bishop's eyes on his cloak, on his tilma. And to this day, hundreds of years later, 500 years later, she's still on the cloth on cactus fiber that should have deteriorated after 40 years. And it's in perfect condition. She's still there. Today they're honoring her like they never, you know, it's unbelievable. I heard it's tremendous today down there in Mexico City, bigger than they've ever had. So that's to thank God that she's still around and she's bringing people back to her son. Amen.
Amen. So, Marty, I know you have a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Explain to our listeners why she's so important, especially today, Marty.
Well, first of all, she's pregnant with Jesus. She's 7 months pregnant. Now, how do we know 7 months? The scientists have measured the image, and they say that she's 7 months pregnant with Jesus. There are two signs on the image that shows she's pregnant. There's a black sash right underneath her hands that are praying, and there's a four-leaf clover right underneath that. And that's telling the Aztec Indians that she was pregnant because they had to know who she was. And then they knew it was Jesus because on her brooch is a cross. So let's go right there. The center of the image is Jesus, not Mary. This is unbelievable. The center, if you look at it, look at the Guadalupe picture, and right in the center is her womb where Jesus is. You see, when she came, she said to the bishop, have a chapel built for my son. See, those words are not, they're not brought out much. She said, yeah, build a church and, you know, people come here and I'll give them my love and all of that. But the main message was Jesus. Build a chapel for my son. And the key here is we're in the beginning of a three Eucharistic revival year. So Mary, this is perfect. Guadalupe is perfect because she is an Advent image and she's bringing Jesus to us. And the center of the message is Jesus. Amen.
Well, explain to our listeners, Marty, what is the message? Why would Our Lady have an imprint on a tilma? Why, besides the Aztec Indians, it's been preserved throughout time, tell our listeners, what is her message to us today?
Well, some of the words she said was, aren't you under the folds of my mantle? Are you not in the shadow of my protection? Are you not in the crossing of my arms? And then she says this line, which nobody quotes, but it's so powerful. Oh, by the way, is there anything else you need? You see how powerful that is? She's the mother of all, and she's saying, why are you worried? Don't be afraid. I have you covered. But then she's, oh, by the way, anything else you need? She was given to us as the mother of pro-life, of life in the womb. That's why she's given to us. They were sacrificing human beings in 1531 to their false gods. She came to show them that life is important. And that's what she's given us today, because we're under attack today in the most diabolical way. So now she's here in this beautiful image, and she's saying, life, gift from God, reverence it. And this is what's so powerful about her message and her image.
So, Marty, I also know that you're familiar with the scientific breakdown. I mean, this is new information to many of our listeners from the eyes. There are different parts of this image that have been scientifically studied. Can you break that down, or is it a bit too much today?
Well, I mean, this, just like the whole story is gigantic, and it would take hours. Even the scientific things are so many, it's unbelievable. But let's go to the fact that the most important part of the image that's ever been magnified are her eyes, okay? And this could not be done until we had, the technology to do that. And maybe about 40, 50 years ago, they started to look into her eyes. If she's really alive, if she's a real image, then her eyes will reflect what was in front of her the day that she appeared in front of the bishop. And it's been proven by eye doctors and scientists that in the reflection of her both eyes, all right, especially the left eye, which is closer to us and it's bigger, is all the people that were in the room when Juan Diego unfurled his tilma, the flowers fell, and she appeared. And there's the bishop in her eye, the bishop's interpreter, Juan Diego, a family. There was a whole family in there. So it's very powerful. And if people don't know this, look it up. Just look up images in the eye of Our Lady Guadalupe, and you'll see this. It's been very powerful scientific knowledge about the image. The image is so miraculous that it's unbelievable. It should have deteriorated within 40, 50 years. It didn't. It's still there 500 years later. People in the beginning used to pick off threads, and because it was, she was right in front of them. And they would pick off threads, and the threads would kind of grow back. It's miraculous. It's unbelievable. There are other stories of when the candles, they would put hundreds of candles in front of her every day, and the soot that would come off the candles would darken her. Never darken her. There was a man back in, I think it was 1920, I'm not sure the year, where he put a bomb underneath the image. The bomb blew up, didn't even affect her, but it blew the whole wall behind her out. There was a 4-foot bronze crucifix right next to her that to this day is still bent over from the explosion. But see, Jesus would never let anything happen to his mother. This image is not a painting. It's not anything from earth. It's the only image in the world that's truly Mama. It's really the Blessed Mother. And God the Father gave her to us as a great gift.
Well, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee, the founder of Spirit Power, evangelist, retreat director, singer-songwriter. And we're talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe on this special feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12th. Marty, I know that you've written music about Our Lady of Guadalupe, but I had read and heard through a deceased friend of mine who was a BBC film critic and producer, John Bird, that actually musical notes have been found in the tilma. Is this true? Have you heard anything about this? music?
Yes. From what I've heard, okay. Now, remember, anything and everything that I'm talking about is coming from a knowledge of a New Jersey Italian American. So I'm trying to give you the best stuff that I know. I did sing underneath her 6 times in Mexico City, so I have been there. She swivels at night into a little chapel. I've been there also. So it's really coming from a guy who's talked to a lot of people, read a lot, but the musical notes is something that I don't understand, but I heard it. You could look that up too, Google it, and you can hear the music. It's coming off the image. I don't know what that means. But there is music involved with the image. The image and all of this stuff that we're talking about is getting more knowledge every day because of technology. How would we know there was music 100 years ago? You see? So all of a sudden now, because of technology, we can do that. So, yeah, I don't know more than that, though, about the music. It's supposed to be heavenly, yeah.
And also, Our Lady is standing on the serpent, which ties into the book of Revelation. So in your studies and in your visits to see the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it may make sense to most people, but there are people listening for the first time who have no clue, who have never seen the image. Why is Our Lady standing on the image of a serpent?
Okay, so Our Lady of Guadalupe was given to us by God the Father. Now, he could have given her to us in any position that he wanted, but this position is so perfect that when the Aztec Indians, who were sacrificing human beings at that time to their false gods, when they saw the image, they knew who she was, they knew what she represented, and they stopped the killing. Within 10 years, there was no more killing, and all of the Aztecs became Catholic. It is unbelievable, 9 million people. So now the key here is, what did they see? Well, she's standing in front of the sun. The sun is behind her. That was their number one god that they sacrificed to. And she's more, that to them it says, oh, she's more important than our sun god. Now, the representation of evil is not a serpent underneath her feet. It's a crescent moon. And that crescent moon was the second god that they would sacrifice to human beings to. So she's standing on the moon. So she's greater than the sun god. She's greater than the moon god. But she's praying. Her hands are in prayer. So she's not God. They knew this. Now, on her mantle, her outer mantle, she has 2 mantles. She has the one robe she's wearing on the inside and then the outer mantle, okay? She has stars, and those stars were the exact configuration on the night of December 12, 1531 in the sky. Why? Because the Aztecs did everything from the sky at night, and they knew that she came from heaven. Those stars told them she came from heaven. On her inner garment, she has 9 giant flowers. Those 9 flowers represent their land. What surrounds Mexico City are 9 volcanic peaks. So they said she comes from heaven. She comes to our land. She's not God because she's praying. So who is she? And then right above her hands is a brooch that has the cross. And that cross is the exact cross that was painted on the sails of the ships of the conquistadors that came from Europe. So they put it all together. She's with child. She's not God. She's praying. There's a cross there. She's from heaven. She comes to our land. She's greater than our gods. Oh, this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because they were already told the story by the conquistadors, but now this great sign solidified it in their hearts.
And I also remember John Byrd talking about the scientist saying that it looks like a knee is pushing out from her robe. Are you familiar with that story about the knee coming out?
Yes. Yes, let me go further on what she teaches us as a catechesis. She's a catechism.
Okay.
You just look at her and she teaches us. We'll go down to the knee in a second. If you look at her head is bent. Now it's bent for two reasons. The first reason is she's looking down toward Jesus. Okay, that's important. There it is. Remember, Jesus is the center. So she's looking down at her son in her womb. The second thing is her head bent means humility. St. Mother Teresa looked at this image and said, there it is. That's what I want to be. And you remember her walking around. She always walked around kind of like with her head down. And that was her her reaction to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, right below her chin is the hand folded in prayer. So she's teaching us to constantly pray. This is really important. It's the second most important part of the image. The first part, of course, is Jesus in the womb, but right above the womb are her hands, and she's showing us to pray constantly. Come down to where her knee is. Yes, her knee is coming out, okay? It's her left knee coming out, but the explanation for a catechesis to teach is she's genuflecting. She's teaching us to bend the knee. In Scripture, the knee will bend to the great name of Jesus. Wow. You see, a lot of people say, oh, no, this is wrong. We can't talk about Mary. We can't go. What do you mean? This whole image is about Jesus. She's showing us to bend the knee, genuflect to her son. And then that leads down to one of the feet. You'll see, you only see one foot coming out of the garment. And that's because she's walking. She's evangelizing. So it's all about Jesus. Genuflect to the name of Jesus and keep walking. Keep walking. Evangelize the world about my son.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's so much in the imagery, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
We could spend hours, I'm sure, you know, including myself. Years ago, I would just look at this image and say it's beautiful and hear the story but never really understanding the catechesis behind this beautiful image and the love of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I'm sure, as you know, she's the patroness of North and South America, not just North America or South America.
God. You know, St. John Paul II went there 6 times. Why? He got to travel? No. He went there because this is the Blessed Mother. And he said she is part of the new evangelization. This is powerful. And what's the evangelization? Just look at her. We just talked about her being a catechesis as an image. Wow. This is unbelievable. Now, she came to us in 1531. But she's really needed now. And that's why God has allowed her to be present on that image in 2022. Because we need her now. There it is.
Indeed we do. Marty, stay on the line. My friends, after the commercial break, we'll be back with Marty Rotella talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe. Today is her feast day. We ask that you stay tuned, because we have some exciting information as well that Marty will be sharing about Our Lady of Guadalupe with you. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize, and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. And our special guest today is Marty Rotella, three-time Grammy nominee, evangelist, singer-songwriter, and the founder of Spirit Power. And he has such a love for Our Lady of Guadalupe. And he does a catechesis on Our Lady of Guadalupe. I've heard him many times talk about her at retreats, and he's written music about her. So if you think you know everything there is about Our Lady of Guadalupe, stay with us, because this is her special feast day, and we would like to honor her through your special listening ears today to learn what it is that she has in mind for you today, my friends. So, Marty, you know, we're trying to crash everything into 1 hour, you know, the history, some of the information, but I know for a fact that there are missionary images of Our Lady of Guadalupe that travel around the world. And what's happening with these? How are these missionary images, how do they come to be in the first place? Is it possible?
Well, the word, the missionary image, the, with a, you know, capital M, is Dan Lynch. Dan Lynch is a wonderful man, and he's out of Vermont and Florida. He has two places he stays. But he was given these images in Mexico City by the rector there and the bishop. And those images were blessed to go around the world, okay, to end abortion, you know, for prayer to end abortion. And they've been going around since, oh, gosh, I think it was 1990. So it's been over 30 years. They go around, and there have been miracles. And people bring these images in, and they pray, and it's just been a wonderful journey, those images. But there are images. Life Foundation was another group that got images blessed, and they went all over the world too. Now, I travel with both of these organizations, and I've seen miracles. Matter of fact, I'm looking at one right now. In my living room, I have a life-size image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And they are so beautiful because it continues to fill you. So the miraculous images of the missionary images, and also the Life Foundation images, or any other image that people, you know, buy and put up in their churches, in their homes, wherever, prayer, retreat houses, are bringing the message constantly to the world, and there have been healings I've heard from many of them.
Can you share, do you remember any particular healing that would give life to someone who's listening today who may be down and out? Just even one little story from what happened through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I was standing across from an abortion clinic in Montclair, New Jersey. Next to me was Father Frank Pavone. He's the head of Priests for Life. And we were praying a rosary with a group of people. And there was a young girl in the abortion clinic waiting. And the blinds were closed. She had an inkling to open the blind and look out. And she saw the life-size image of Our Lady Guadalupe. And it just touched her heart so much that she came running out. And at the gutter, because we were right at the curb across the street, she dove to her knees because Father Favone had his clerical, you know, she could tell he was a priest. You know, he had his garb on. And she said to him, "Father, can you hear my confession?" And he said, okay, people, move away. So we all moved away. He heard a confession. She stood up, and then she told us the story that she had this inkling to look out, and she looked out, and a lady spoke to her in her heart that what she was doing was wrong, to come out and see the priest, and that's how it happened. And I think Father either baptized that baby or became the godfather of that baby, and very powerful story. Now, a lot of people say, yeah, but the girl's young, and, you know, that's terrible. She's young. She has to go to college or all this stuff. Well, no. You see, the whole deal here is that once she said yes, everybody jumped on board to help her. So we helped her with the baby. We helped her when it was born. We helped her raise it. We got her a job. You see, that's the key. The key is to work with the girls. And Our Lady is such a miraculous image to just do that without anybody saying it. We were just praying. So prayer is important, and the image itself is important.
Marty, I know that you're friends with Cardinal Burke, and isn't there a shrine in Wisconsin to Our Lady of Guadalupe?
Yes, I just got back October, and next year is the same thing. We have our conference called Queen of the Americas Guild Conference. Cardinal Burke is in charge. I'm the MC for him every year. And it's absolutely fantastic. He built this beautiful shrine, a Lady Guadalupe shrine in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, anybody, if you're going through the area, or if you want to go see a beautiful shrine, go to this. This shrine is only a few years old. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so reverent, so full of motivation, of heaven's will. It's great. So I recommend it. And Cardinal Burke is the one that got that built there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and he's not one to – no, why – you know him personally. Why did he choose Our Lady of Guadalupe instead of another apparition? Are you familiar with why he chose Our Lady of Guadalupe for La Crosse, Wisconsin?
Well, when he first became bishop of La Crosse, Wisconsin, we were invited by him to his diocese. And we went church by church, and we gave talks on Our Lady Guadalupe with one of those images that were blessed, you know, down in Mexico City. So he had a tremendous devotion from the beginning. When he heard about our presentation, he told us to come in. The reason I went on these presentations wasn't my knowledge. It was my music. So my music is why he brought me in and why everybody brought me in. And I sing to her, all the time. Like I said, they want me every year down there to sing, but I can't go every year. So I did sing there 6 times underneath her. So that's how he always had a devotion to her. Once we came in with this message and we were bringing that around, I think that even helped him even equate a greater devotion to her. And then in the end, when he became a cardinal, this is when he built the actual shrine. Yeah.
Well, I know from you, and I've seen pictures, it's magnificent. So we encourage our listeners to take a little field trip to a beautiful shrine to visit Our Lady of Guadalupe. If you can't go to Mexico City, this could be the second best for you. Marty, let's talk a little bit. Today at Mass, our parish priest was talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe and Juan Diego and just being available and just showing up, and you know that our Lady and Jesus always choose. They don't choose the famous and the rich. That Juan Diego was a poor young boy, and Our Lady chose him to bring the message to the world. What is the story behind Juan Diego? Is there a great following of intercessors to Juan Diego? What is the backstory on this?
Well, let's just look at it. He wasn't a young boy. He was around 50 years old at this time. His wife had just passed, so he was living alone. He was a new Catholic, and what he was doing was he was walking to Mass. So, and this is really important. His life was Eucharistic, so he would walk every day. He would walk. Now, miles. We're not talking like walk around the block or walk 5 blocks to the church. We're talking miles, because his center of his life was the Eucharist, was Jesus. He was poor. So as he's walking, a lady appeared to him. And he said, but why me? He said, I'm nobody. She goes, well, she goes, you're the one I picked. That's it. So it's kind of like the children of Fatima and Saint Bernadette. She picks who she wants. You know, heaven does. And it's usually somebody childlike. So he might have been 50, but he was childlike. He was poor. He was wonderful. He obeyed. He loved his faith. He loved the Eucharist. He loved Jesus. So this was it. And then he was asked by a lady to go to the bishop and have a chapel built for her son. And the bishop said, okay, give me a sign if it's her. And that's when the bishop asked for the sign of the Castilian roses in his heart. Juan went back to her. And Our Lady said, climb the hill. He did. He didn't think there were flowers up there. And he just obeyed her because he was such a good man. And then he put, this was the best part of the whole story, is when he brought the flowers back down to Our Lady, and she arranged them in his cloak, in his tilma. Now, just picture that. You're holding your jacket, let's say your jacket, your sweater, and the Blessed Mother is arranging roses in your jacket, and then she folds the jacket over the roses. I mean, that alone is such a cool vision, you know? And then in his beautiful humbleness, he brings them back to the bishop, and he just unfolds it, and then there she appears on his cloak. And the bishop was just, you know, what a gift. What a gift. Amen.
Well, how is Juan Diego revered or loved now in Mexico City? Is he, tell our listeners, is he blessed, venerable? Is he a saint? We take it for granted that we know, but there are people listening right now. Is Juan Diego a saint?
Yes, Saint Juan, he's a saint, Saint Juan Diego. Now, in Mexico, if you want to say, well, how is he in Mexico? Well, he's revered like St. Francis of Assisi is in Italy. He's revered like Mother Teresa in India. You know, like, he is their saint. I mean, this guy shows everything that you should be as a Christian, as a Catholic. He shows it. It's awesome in his humility, in his love for Jesus and the Eucharist, in his love for the Blessed Mother. You know, and what's Mary's role? Mary's role is to lead us to Jesus. That's a role. Remember, Mary stood at the cross. She never ran away. Jesus' best friends ran. So why do we love Our Lady? Because you hold her hand and she brings you to her son. And she'll keep you there. She'll keep you at the cross. She'll keep you there. She'll bring you to the manger. And then she'll let you hold baby Jesus. You see, the key is Mary leads us to Jesus. And that's what he knew. He was so humble and so loving of the Eucharist and of Jesus that he honored his mother.
And she chose, he was 50 years old, Marty. That's what you just said. He was 50 years old. So yeah. He wasn't a child as in other apparitions, but Maria Esperanza was a grown woman in Batania, Venezuela. And it's very interesting that she chose a 50-year-old man who had just lost his wife.
I always look at it this way. I don't say Our Lady chooses anything. It's God. See, if we always push it back to God the Father, it's His will. See, I love that. So Our Lady has probably, I'm sure God says, what do you think? And I'm sure, and she gives her opinion because she's awesome. But I really believe that it all stems from the Father. The Father is unbelievable. Yeah.
I know that you have a deep love and relationship with God the Father. And this is the first time I've actually heard you integrate the will of God the Father into the catechesis of Our Lady of Guadalupe. What has transformed you, Marty Rotella, in terms of understanding the will of God the Father in this important apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe?
Well, this is unbelievable. I'm sure people that are listening can equate to this. If you have a good father figure, you can understand God the Father. I had a good father figure. I could understand him, but my father was tough. He was an Italian-American in World War II. You understand? He was the youngest of six brothers. So he was a tough guy. And that's how I saw God the Father, as tough. But you see, God the Father is love and mercy. Yeah, of course he's tough. He's God the Father. But wait a minute. He's love and mercy. And that's how I got to love him more, through Our Lady of Guadalupe, that he gave her to us. What a gift. So I got to see his love and mercy side more. And that's why I mention him, because he's so important. And through her image, through her gift, I call her the gift of God the Father to us, I thank him. I can see him smiling. I can see him pouring his mercy on us through her. Yeah.
Well, this is powerful, Marty. It's because your catechesis on Our Lady of Guadalupe has evolved into this, pointing to God the Father. And I know that we have a lot of listeners who are not Catholic, who think, I don't need Mary. You know, I'll just go straight to Jesus. And those Catholics who are listening are probably rolling their eyes like, here we go again. But it's very important for all of us to understand that God the Father wants us to love his Mama Mary.
Well, you said an important word. You said need, where people say, I don't need Mary. I need just Jesus. Well, guess what? God the Father needed Mary. Jesus needed Mary. The Holy Spirit needed Mary. How? God the Father needed a woman to house his son, to be human, to die for us so he can open heaven. Jesus needed a mother. And the Holy Spirit needed somebody so he can plant the seed of Jesus so the world can get into heaven. So it makes so much sense.
Whoop, did I lose him? I think we lost Marty. I don't know what happened there. I'm praying that he calls back. Marty, we lost you. I'm not sure you can hear us. It could be the signal. I believe we're still in the air, but we lost Marty, and I'm not sure what happened there. But Marty has evolved into this great evangelist through his music, and he travels all over the world singing and preaching and praying for people. So we are so blessed that he was with us today talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe. And again, I don't know what happened to Marty, but the signal sometimes when it powers down at this time of the year. Oh, we have Marty back.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. We had lost you for a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. So I don't know where I left off. I'm sorry.
Well, the people that are listening that perhaps don't understand how God the Father wants us to love his mother.
I don't know if you heard the part I was saying, that people say we don't need Mary. We just go to Jesus. But you do need Mary, because God the Father needed Mary. Jesus needs Mary. The Holy Spirit needs Mary. You know, this is powerful. And think about that. God the Father needed Mary to send his son into her womb so then he can live his life and die and open the gates of heaven for us. Jesus needed that womb to go in there and become human. The Holy Spirit needed the womb of Mary to plant Jesus in there for us. So it's really powerful when you look at God's need of Mary, and we say we don't need Mary? Wow. Okay? That's why I need her and I love her so much. Anyway, I don't need her in a way that I just need her. I need her so I can give Jesus the best Marty, the best love from my heart to Jesus, and I ask Mary to help me. That's why I hold her hand. She stood at the cross. I want to stay at the cross.
Well, I pray that those who are listening who think they tuned in by accident, you have not. You've been led to tune in today. And we're talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe and the love of God the Father for the Blessed Mother. No, Marty, you have written how many songs at this point? Over 3,000?
4,300. Over 4,300.
Oh, and I only know 4,200.
I read about 100 a year. Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, do you have a new CD out this Advent season, or what are you working on?
Well, we just finished a song Tuesday called Jesus Hidden, and it's for Jesus. The next 3 years are Eucharistic. The next 3 years called the Eucharistic Revival. So we wrote a song called Jesus Hidden. We recorded it, and we'll start getting that out tomorrow all over the world so people can use it. Yeah, that's powerful. And we just finished a CD from COVID. During COVID was called Be Still, and it's very prayerful and meditative. It's like a retreat. There's no talking in it, but it's all music. But it's like a retreat. So we ask people to go there and just retreat with God and be still and listen. So we've been working very hard. We're working on a new album called You Bring Me Hope. So we're constantly moving. We're very busy. It's awesome. God is great.
Well, Morty Rattell never gets stale. I mean, 4,300 and growing, and three-time Grammy nominee. And tell me the highlight so far of the year in terms of your preaching and teaching and the Blessed Mother. Is there a particular highlight that you'd like to share with our listeners to give them hope this year, this Advent?
Well, I mean, the key, I think, is the traveling where I go, wherever I go. You know, I do a lot of work at Malvern Retreat House now in Malvern, Pennsylvania. But I'm getting a lot of young people that are calling me, coming up to me, listening to my talks, listening to my music, and they're saying that there's something happening in their heart, and I, not me, but the Holy Spirit through me, planted a seed into them. Whether they see a future maybe with God as a priest or a nun or whatever, or whether they just feel that they have questions. And some of the questions now are answered where they can move in a more more spiritual way with God, you know, and then with other people too. So I've been really blessed. And to give you a specific story would be, you know, there are just countless amount of those. As a matter of fact, I'm getting them every week from all over the country. So I really believe that's awesome that the young people have an openness, the Holy Spirit's opening hearts, where they're open to a seed being planted, and they're also open to ask questions. That's what I love. They're asking me questions, and I'm just saying, well, this is what I believe, or this is what the church teaches, you know, and I don't try to do anything else but that, and then I'll see them 6 months later, and then all of a sudden they're saying, wow, it really was a seed planted. Thank you. So that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
So, Marty, is there a movement among young people right now? Do you see this powerful wave of the Holy Spirit with young people?
I see the powerful Holy Spirit in all ages, not just young people. And I don't see it in giant groups. I'm seeing it individually. There's something happening, and I think it's coming off of prayers of the family. So let's say a grandfather's praying for his grandson, and see this, or a mother's praying for her daughter. So I'm seeing it coming off of prayer, and it's an individual thing. See, God lives in the heart. The soul is the center of your heart, so God's there. So he's moving. And he's moving in a silent way. It's beautiful. That's why we have to stop. We have to be still and listen, because he's moving there. He's in our hearts, and he's moving. Yeah, it's powerful. Yeah.
Well, Marty, I would love you to share with our listeners how they could be in touch with you or learn of your music or spirit power or anything else on Our Lady of Guadalupe. If you could share with our listeners your website right now and how they could get in touch with you if they have questions.
Spiritpowermusic.org. That's how simple it is. Just go to spiritpowermusic.org, and you can see just about anything and everything. I tell people go to YouTube, put a Marty Rattella name in, and look up some of the videos. That'll show you some videos. So I think that's good. I would like to – can I sing one verse of I'm Your Mother, you know, for our
please,
ladies?
Please.
All right, this is Our Lady singing to you out there, people. All right, just you and her. Here we go. I'm your mother. Give your love to me. Put your trust in me. I'm your mother. I'm your mother. God gave you to me. I gave him to you. I'm your mother. I'm your mother.
Beautiful, Marty. Thank you. And I pray in the new year that we'll be connecting again. And I pray that you have a blessed Advent and a blessed Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, Marty. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Ann.
Bye-bye. Well, these are the times when I wish I could be in the studio because I would like to play some of his music, but that's coming up in the new year. We'll play some of his music with him in the studio, perhaps, with me, and we'll take some calls because he has a big fan base in the Philadelphia region. And I thank him because today, you know, again, as I told you years ago, I was not someone who loved Our Lady of Guadalupe, and a dear friend named Anna Iatesta introduced me to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and the next day Our Lady was absolutely after me to listen, to pray, to intercede before her. So I pray for all of you today who are listening that you will use this special feast day in a very powerful way to intercede before God the Father, asking Our Lady of Guadalupe to touch your family in a special way. And I also want to just remind our listeners that this is the end of the year coming up. If you're looking for a tax deduction, In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is the place to really, really, even if you have a dollar, place your donation. It's a tax deduction. It is a nonprofit Catholic foundation, not a foundation, but a ministry, which will accept donations from $1 to $1 million. And you write your check out to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. If you need to call Maureen at 610-527-2906, she'll tell you how to do it, and you will receive a receipt. Again, many people are looking for deductions at the end of the year. Don't wait to January. This is the Christmas gift that you could give to this network and Kathleen McCarthy to keep it going. We're talking about 50-plus consecutive years through a volunteer network. So we're looking for another 50 years for the Lord to use this network in a powerful way. We believe that He has a plan, that Our Lady has a plan. And if you're just tuning in today, He has a plan for you. And again, I want to shout out to the people who are stuck in traffic, who are in the city, who are in various cities, who do not feel safe coming home from work. We pray for your safety to reach your destination. And again, for that special person named Jane, who listens as a security blanket on the way home from her job, and she's concerned about her safety. So we pray for her safety at all times. And we pray for the safety of everyone who may be concerned today. And we thank you. I pray for our traffic and our road warriors to intercede before God the Father. And tomorrow, Kathleen McCarthy will be live on the air on Facebook and on WTMR 800 AM radio. So be sure to tune in from 4 to 6 p.m. And we have Father Doug McKay and Ken Johnson on Wednesday and Dr. Anton Raimondo on Thursday. And we have the Healing Day on Friday. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may Our Lady of Guadalupe wrap you in her mantle today and hear your special prayer petitions. God bless you.